schools have a hard time keeping teachers. Research suggests one way to hold on to educators is to recruit them to teach where they themselves once went to school. But it turns out in some cases, alumni teachers might bring something else to the classroom. Most school days, you can find Jared Moore teaching freshman English at Northeast High School in Macon.
How does that appeal to credibility?
This is Moore's dream job. He's wanted to do this since he was a student at Northeast. Back then, Irma Stevens was his favorite teacher. In English, naturally.
She was really a champion for me, and I wanted to be able to give some of that back to other students.
Moore is one of 18 current teachers who once walked the halls as students. So was class of 1990 grad Donna Walker Thompson. She got a science degree and a job in wastewater management in Atlanta before coming back to teach in Macon.
I can talk about, you know, I actually sat in this classroom and took math from a teacher in this room, and I was able to leave here and go off and get a degree.
Walker Thompson says when a student hears her say, "I became a scientist," they hear something else.
Yeah, you can do it too.
Yeah.
These alumni teachers are part of the larger goal to turn around what some outside these red brick walls think of as a less than successful school. For instance, Northeast had the lowest college and career readiness rating in the district last year. But does simply hiring alumni help?
Just as a side note, about 60% of teachers work within 20 miles from where they graduated high school.
That's Joshua Starr. He's the chief executive officer of a national nonprofit called Educators Rising that recruits and trains teachers. And so while teachers teaching where they went to school isn't exactly rare, he says targeting alumni is a key tool in student success. For one thing, homegrown teachers tend to stay put longer. And
so if there are alum teaching in that school, you'd assume that they have a sense of the context and the history.
Alumni teachers get it because they have literally been there. At Macon's Northeast High School, there is a place where most students, like teachers Jared Moore and Donna Walker Thompson, are Black. And the research suggests that matters. John Hopkins University economist Nick Papageorge studied it.
What we actually did was to look at about 100,000 Black students in North Carolina.
These were kids between the third and fifth grades back in the 2000s. He was looking to see what happened when Black students had Black teachers.
The impact was large, significant, and quite striking.
When Black elementary school students, particularly boys receiving free or reduced lunch, had one Black teacher, they were up to 40% more likely to later graduate from high school. A data set from Tennessee schools bore out the same thing. So what's going on?
Seems like there's a discrete kind of spark.
Some piece of information that can only move from a qualified Black teacher to a Black student. Now, by now, this might sound like an argument for separate but equal schools. Papageorge says, no way.
No, not at all. What we found is that having one Black teacher is really what does the trick.
So having even more Black teachers didn't ramp up the graduation rate. And the other kids who benefited from having a Black teacher? Upper-class white kids. It's too early to say if what Nick Papageorge saw in elementary schools plays out in high schools. But in 1 year, Northeast's graduation rate has jumped from below the Georgia average to well above it.
What's up, LaMarcus? How we doing?
Still, Jared Moore says there is a job left to do.
Because I want to see my home school thrive, I feel like who better than me to do that job?
For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.